From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For almost a month, residents in Glenn County have had to travel elsewhere to get medical care. The county's only hospital, Glenn Medical Center, was forced to close down after a federal change stripped the hospital of a critical designation, which deeply cut into its revenue. The closure was actually earlier than expected, as workers left for other jobs and operations became unsustainable. Now, a pair of federal lawmakers, Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa, who represents Glenn County, and Democrat Senator Adam Schiff, have both introduced their own bills that aim to restore funding to the rural medical center and ones like it. But reopening Glenn Medical isn't a certainty. The process could be long and costly. Ana Ibarra is a health reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state, and she joins us to break down these latest updates. Welcome back.
Hey, Vicky.
So, Ana, you joined us about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, about this, about Glenn Medical Center. Let's start off with a little bit of background. The issue behind the hospital's closure deals with its critical access hospital federal designation. Remind us what exactly that does.
Yeah, so the critical access program allows small hospitals a few things, but the main reason hospitals want to keep this designation is because it comes with increased Medicare reimbursement. So these hospitals are receiving increased reimbursement for their Medicare patients compared to most other hospitals. That program reimburses at 101% for these Medicare services or services provided to Medicare patients. And then it also allows for certain flexibilities with regulatory rules or regulations, I should say, around things like facilities and facility use and upgrades. And so that wiggle room essentially saves hospitals money.
How much did this contribute to Glenn Medical Center's overall budget, this designation? How did it help them financially?
Yeah, so when I spoke to the chief executive, Lauren Still, at Glenn Medical Center, she estimated that getting rid or losing this designation would mean a loss of almost 40% of their revenue, annual revenue. So it was a big loss, and she said that there wasn't any other way to make up for it, which is why they decided to go public, share their situation, and tried to, they formed a campaign to try to save the hospital.
Yeah, so this federal designation was revoked, and the issue with it came down to distance. Can you walk us through again why this designation was revoked due to mileage?
Yeah, so one of the rules to qualify as a critical access hospital is you have to be at least 35 miles from the next nearest facility or next nearest hospital. And in 2001, when Glenn Medical Center was approved for this program, it was agreed that it was 35 miles away from Colusa Medical Center. A review last year, though, showed that the hospital is about 32 miles in the way that CMS was now calculating their distance between the hospitals. They were using different roads. Glenn Medical Center, the staff there, the administration there, try to make the case that depending on the road that you're taking, it could be 35 miles. And so they appealed the CMS's decision, but in August, CMS came back and said, you know, we're sticking to this, and essentially you're 3 miles short from meeting the eligibility criteria.
Yeah, so we're just talking about a couple miles here. I also think about like Google Maps or Apple Maps, you know, that gives you different routes to get to your destination, and the mileage can vary by a hair. And in this case, it actually cost Glenn Medical Center its federal designation and increased funding for this medical center. Since the hospital has been closed, where have people had to go to get medical care?
Yeah, so Glenn Medical Center has been redirecting patients to three other facilities. All of them are within about 35 to 45 minute drive that's in as far as Red Bluff, the closest is Colusa Medical Center. And most people, I am told, are probably going to Enloe Medical Center in Chico, which is that area's larger hospital.
Okay, and that's about, what, like 45 minutes away?
That's about a 35 to 40 minute drive, yeah.
What has been the response from local residents about not having a hospital in their county?
Yeah, so what I've heard, and a lot of this has been from online, people have been pretty responsive and engaged on like Facebook, for example. And so people have been sharing their stories about how how they used Glenn Medical Center at a time of an emergency. And now, they're nervous. They're scared about having another emergency and having to drive further. One of the big concerns in the area is that the county only has two ambulances. And so if those ambulances are traveling farther to deliver or to drop off patients, that's a 45 minute drive there, a 45 minute drive back. That's less time that the ambulances are spending in Glenn County. And so that has been one of the big concerns. And, when I spoke last to county public health there, that was one of the things that they were most concerned about and trying to work on was, can we boost our emergency services here? Because we may need more than just two ambulances.
Right, because they'll be out of position if there's an emergency in the county, because they have to travel outside of the county to transport a patient. We're talking to you because, one, the medical center closed ahead of schedule, but two, because there's back-to-back pieces of legislation hoping to help Glenn Medical Center and other rural hospitals that are in this similar situation. Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa, who represents Glenn County, as well as Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, they both have introduced legislation that would address this closure. What exactly would these bills do if they become law?
Yeah, so in their own way, both bills would make it so that hospitals that were participating in the critical access program as of 2024 can continue to do so, even if CMS were to come back and, like in the case of Glenn Medical Center, and say you're no longer eligible. So as long as they were eligible in 2024, that would allow them to keep participating in the program and continue getting those benefits of being a critical access hospital.
Our politics reporter here at CAP Radio, Gerardo Zavala, he spoke with Senator Schiff last week about the impact that he hopes this legislation will have. Let's take a listen.
Well, I think it makes reopening possible. I certainly hope that the result would be that the hospital opens its doors fully and is available to residents. It really deeply concerns me that folks in the area will not have a local hospital. They'll have to drive a long way, and that can be life endangering.
What has Congressman LaMalfa said about his bill?
Yeah, he says that his bill is really an act of fairness. That's actually the name of the bill. It has the word fairness in it, because he says that what CMS has done to Glenn County is really unfair. It was, their decision in 2001, or CMS's decision in 2001, to give the hospital this title, which essentially helped it during rough times. And now they're coming back and saying, never mind, you don't qualify. And so, he says this bill really is just adding just making it fair for the hospital and others like it.
Are there any big differences between these two pieces of legislation? Because they're not working together or in tandem. These are back-to-back pieces of legislation in different chambers of Congress. They're happening at the same time, but they're independent of each other, right?
They are independent of each other, but they are actually pretty similar in terms that, both are, look at this date of 2024. If the hospital was actively participating in the critical access program, they would be allowed to continue participating. Both get at this point of, it's not just happening in California. They say this could happen in other states. And so they're actually pretty similar, but yes, they're not working together.
What stands out to you about the timing? Is it just a coincidence that they both crafted legislation at the same time?
We've been waiting. I think the hospital, when I spoke to administration at the hospital, they've been waiting for some months now for something to drop. And so It sounds like coincidence. I'm not entirely sure, but I know that, you know, the folks at Glenn Medical Center were really hoping that at least one of these bills would come, months ago.
Is it just Glenn Medical Center in California that's been stripped of this federal designation? Are you aware that if there are other rural hospitals that are also facing these cuts?
Yeah, so as far as I know, this is the only hospital that is losing this designation, or that has lost its designation. I know that there were at least four hospitals that received a similar letter, but to my understanding, they've been able to clear things up with CMS, so it didn't get to this point. This is the only one that's had a close so far.
Any timeline when these bills might potentially get passed? I mean, we are in a government shutdown right now.
Right, exactly. So there's no hearing set even for their first committee hearing. So, I don't have a date for you, but I guess we will have to wait and keep an eye on that.
Yeah, more for you to follow. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters health reporter Ana Ibarra about new legislation aimed at helping the only hospital in Glenn County to reopen. So Glenn Medical Center stopped operating at the end of last month, which was earlier than expected. What are some of the challenges that come with reopening a hospital like this? I mean, legislation is a tool, but it's not the only thing that's needed to get a hospital to reopen.
Yeah, so I spoke to a American Advanced Management, which is the company that owns Glenn Medical Center. And I asked their spokesperson, you know, what else they'd need. And they said the big thing was going to be money because, first they need this legislation to pass because that will first allow them to reopen or make this a possibility. But B, the main thing is going to be money because now they've lost staff. They've closed down services. And so reopening a hospital is much harder than just, trying to keep it alive and giving it some extra cash. I asked, how much it would cost to reopen the hospital. They didn't have an exact figure for me, but their spokesperson said it would be somewhere in the tens of millions of dollars. So pretty broad, but, it is expected to be expensive.
And the only avenue for them reopening is if this legislation, one of them at least, becomes law, because as it stands now, they can't reopen. They don't have the funding to do so.
Right. Well, they need. Yeah, exactly. They need the legislation. First things first is they need the legislation to pass, and then they would need to find funding.
What do the hospital administrators, what do they feel about this move at the federal level and these pieces of legislation? Are they satisfied with it?
They're hopeful. They said they weren't holding their breath, but they said that they were very hopeful that this would actually allow them to reopen and continue serving their community. They've been working with the legislators on these pieces or these bills. And so they are pretty engaged in this process. But they still said they're still waiting just for action. And again, with no timeline, the one thing they told me is that the longer it takes, probably the more expensive it's going to get to reopen.
Yeah. So did this medical center also lose its state license? Because it can also be really expensive to get that back.
Yeah. So one of the things that American Advanced Management did say is that they did not terminate the hospital's license, which is a big, big thing, a big plus for them. Because as you mentioned, it is a lengthy process. It's a costly process. So they only suspended the hospital's license. So in the case that they are, this legislation passes, they're allowed to reopen and they get the funding, it should be a slightly easier process because they only suspended the license, didn't terminate it.
Okay. And we're purely talking in the hypothetical, as you mentioned. I mean, this bill doesn't even have a committee hearing date because of a government shutdown. And when you talk to the company that operates this medical center, if the bills become law and that infusion of cash is now restored to Glenn Medical Center, is that alone enough to reopen the medical center, or do they actually need even more money to reopen?
Yeah, so the thing is that they don't know where that money would come from. One of the things that they talked about that is being talked about is, can Glenn Medical Center use money from the Rural Health Transformation Fund As you'll recall, in June, when Congress passed its spending law, it set aside $50 billion for rural hospitals and clinics to use. And that was in response to the millions and billions being cut from the Medicaid program. And so there's this question now, can that hospital use those rural health funds for this purpose? Now, the thing is that we don't even know how much California is getting from that pot of money, from that $50 billion that's going to be distributed among all 50 states. We don't know exactly how much California's portion will be. So, you know, first we need to figure that out. And then after, I think there's the question of, can those funds be used to help hospitals like Glenn Medical Center?
Yes, Senator Schiff, in his conversation with our politics reporter, Gerardo Zavala, he also touched upon the changes at the federal level and how this can actually impact the reopening of this hospital and why it underscores the importance of having a medical center in Glenn County. Let's take a listen.
With the massive cuts in healthcare funding at the federal level, the states are really overburdened already, and there's simply not enough state and local resources to make up for the loss of these federal dollars.
Okay, so the removal of the federal designation is one big problem, but there's other looming umbrella issues at the federal level. So how might rural hospitals like Glenn Medical Center and others across the state, how would they be impacted by the cuts and the changes to programs like Medicaid, like Medicare, under the federal budget bill, that one big beautiful bill, a signature piece of legislation from the Trump administration that was passed this summer?
Yeah, so hospitals are expecting to lose big time because of those cuts. And just as an example, you know, if people lose their insurance, their Medicaid coverage, then that means they're not going to their doctors. They're waiting until they're really sick to go to the hospital, and then they don't have a way to pay. And oftentimes that goes, you know, hospitals eat those costs through uncompensated care. So hospitals are expecting, you know, that they'll lose, a big chunk of their revenue through those cuts. Now, for rural hospitals, you know, this rural health fund that we were talking about, that, again, was a way to appease congressional leaders from Republican states, you know, that were worried about their rural health clinics and hospitals. And so, but, you know, there's been research, the KFF Foundation, you know, they put out numbers, and they expect that this rural health fund will only cover about a third of the Medicaid cuts that these rural hospitals will see. And so, you know, it's sort of it is help, but it's not enough to make up for what hospitals are expecting to lose because of Medicaid cuts.
In the interim, can the state step in and help buffer this impact, especially to specifically Glenn Medical Center?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I don't know the answer to whether the state will step in. What I do know is that, as you'll recall, a few years back when Madera Community Hospital was closed down, the state came through with a $57 million loan to that hospital and $300 million in general to hospitals across the state that were struggling. Now, since then, Governor Gavin Newsom has said that, you know, that money came at a time when at a time of abundance, and the state is not in the same financial position to essentially bail out hospitals again. So, yeah, I don't know if the state will step in, but something will definitely follow up.
Finally, Anna, what are you going to be following next? This is far from over.
Yeah, well, first thing I'm going to be checking on when those bills will be heard. I guess if we first need for this shutdown to be over. But once we have some dates for those, we'll follow the path of those bills and see how quickly they can get out.
Anna, thanks as always for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicki.
Anna Ibarra is a health reporter with the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, and we've been talking about new bills being introduced in Congress that aim to restore a critical designation for rural hospitals like Glenn Medical Center, which was forced to close last month. Up next, how a backyard hobby hatched a small family farm in Sacramento. We'll meet the founder of Duane and Edison's Eggery. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.